July 21, the home of school. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. The home is to be a school in which children are to be trained for the higher school. The father and mother should make the decision, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Psalm 101, verse 2. Parents are the first teachers of their children, and by the lessons that they give, they, as well as their children, are being educated. As parents consecrate themselves, body, soul, and spirit, to the doing of their God-given work, the Lord will teach them precious lessons, giving them wise words to speak and helping them to show patience and forbearance under provocation. We need homes that are surrounded by a sanctified atmosphere. Unconverted families are Satan's strongest allies. The members of them work counter to God. Some parents are harsh, denunciatory, overbearing, while others are careless and overindulgent, letting their children follow the course of disobedience until they do very wicked things. Such parents need to feel the converting power of God. By giving way to anger and by selfish indifference, they unfit their children for this world and the next. I am writing this to the parents among us because I greatly desire them to learn and to teach their children the beautiful lessons that we must learn on earth before we can enter heaven. In everything you do, ask yourselves, how will this help my children to prepare for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him? When the work in the home school is done as it should be, families will bring into the church such a noble unselfishness that heavenly angels will love to linger there. Hearts will be refined and purified, made fit for the indwelling of the Lord Jesus. Keep Christ before your children by singing songs to his glory, by seeking him in prayer, and by reading from his word, so that he will seem to them an ever-present guest. Then they will love him and will be brought so closely into unison with him that they will breathe out his spirit. They will feel a new relationship to one another in Christ.